Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Attorney General Pam Bondi repeatedly deflected questions while seeking to defend herself during yesterday's congressional hearing. She also clashed with Democrats who claim she's weaponized the Justice Department. She responded by echoing conservative claims that President Biden's Justice Department was the one that had been weaponized.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has dodged questions while clashing with Democrats criticizing her for turning the Justice Department into a political weapon. From the legal rationale for sending troops to American cities,
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House,
to the Jeffrey Epstein files,
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. You won't do it today, but eventually you will.
Bondi repeatedly responded to top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dick Durbin and others with right-wing talking points about the Biden Justice Department being weaponized.
The historic betrayal of public trust.
Durbin says Bondi has turned her department into a stain on American history.
What has taken place since January 20th, 2025, would make even President Nixon recoil.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former FBI Director James Comey, accused of lying to Congress, will head to court today. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
James Comey has his first court appearance for his arraignment at federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today. The Justice Department alleges that in September of 2020, Comey obstructed a congressional proceeding and made a false statement by denying to the Senate Judiciary Committee that he'd authorized an associate to serve as an anonymous source to the news media. President Trump replaced the attorney overseeing the investigation with White House aide Lindsey Halligan, who rushed to file charges to beat a legal deadline despite warnings that there was insufficient evidence. President Trump spoke to reporters about the case on Monday.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
The prosecution of James Comey has amplified concerns that the Justice Department is being weaponized in pursuit of the president's political enemies.
Every totalitarian relies on the justice system to punish dissent.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Democrat Chris Murphy suggested it was part of a trend.
Not a single prosecutor in that office in Virginia would sign the indictment. Not a single one until President Trump sent his personal lawyer.
Jennifer King, Washington.
National Guard troops from Texas are positioned at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois despite a lawsuit and opposition from Democratic elected leaders. Their exact mission was not clear, but the Trump administration does have an aggressive immigration enforcement operation in the nation's third largest city.
National Guard members from Texas are now in Illinois in President Trump's latest move to send troops to American cities. The military personnel are at an Army training center about 55 miles outside Illinois' biggest city.
Chicago's a great city, but you can't be a great city if you have murders and if you have a lot of problems, and they do.
The president has defied opposition to the National Guard presence from both Illinois' governor and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who says the administration has shared little information.
This is what is so difficult about this moment.
The city and state sued the administration yesterday over the deployment plan, and a judge ordered 2 days for a White House response. That came after another judge in Oregon blocked a guard deployment to Portland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Taylor Swift is clearing up rumors about a possible 2026 Super Bowl halftime show appearance.
Her name was Kitty, made her money being pretty and witty.
The life of a showgirl, singer Taylor Swift, dispelling a few rumors during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Monday. First, the singer says she did not turn down the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. A popular rumor going around says she turned it down because she wouldn't be allowed to own the performance footage. She says that's not true. Swift also told Fallon she did not receive an official Super Bowl offer. She says during the football season, she's focused on her fiancé, star tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce. Global superstar Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl February 8th. Julie Walker, New York.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The Supreme Court seems skeptical about state bans on conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids. Christian counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says a conversion therapy ban for kids in Colorado is a violation of her First Amendment rights.
Ms. Childs is being silenced, and the kids and families who want her help are unable to access it.
Childs' attorney James Campbell says her approach is different for practices like shock therapy decades ago. State attorneys say therapy is health care, and Colorado has a responsibility to regulate it. Justice Neil Gorsuch asked,
what if a state back then or might have passed a law prohibiting talk therapy that affirmed homosexuality? Would that be subject to rational basis review on your theory?
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned why the court upheld a different measure from Tennessee that bans transition-related treatments for transgender kids. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Congress's party leaders show no signs of backing down on the government shutdown's seventh day, while top Senate Republican John Thune continues blaming Democrats.
They've already voted five different times now to keep the government shut down.
What is John Thune doing?
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans keep bringing up the same bill, expecting a different result.
That's legislative insanity.
After five failed votes, Republicans should understand they cannot go forward unless we come to a bipartisan agreement.
Chief Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blames House Speaker Mike Johnson, who in turn says this is entirely on Schumer's gang to end.
We are pleading with the Democrats in the Senate to do the right thing.
Meantime, the Trump administration warns all federal workers are not guaranteed back pay after the shutdown ends, reversing longstanding policy.
For the most part, we're going to take care of our people.
But the president says others don't deserve that. Thune says he's not sure what the president meant.
My assumption is that furloughed workers will get back pay.
The Trump administration is warning federal workers are not guaranteed back pay after the shutdown ends. President Trump signed legislation in his first term after the nation's longest shutdown, ensuring those workers get retroactive pay. But a memo circulated by his budget office today says whether to repay them would be up to Congress as part of a bill to reopen the government. In the Oval Office,
I would say it depends on who we're talking about.
The president says, for the most part, we'll take care of our people.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
The shift from longstanding norms is seen as a way of pressuring lawmakers into ending the shutdown.
That should turn up the urgency and the necessity of the Democrats doing the right thing here.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. An hour later, Democrat counterpart Hakeem Jeffries said the law is clear.
Every single furloughed federal employee is entitled to back pay.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
30 paintings by Bob Ross are set to be auctioned to support public television stations after Congress cut $1.1 billion in public broadcasting funding.
Can start at the top and work downward.
The first three paintings will be auctioned November 11th in Los Angeles. Bob Ross spent 11 years with the joy of painting for public broadcasting.
Lighter and lighter.
The former Air Force drill sergeant, known for his calm demeanor and encouraging words, died in 1995, but his shows enjoyed a resurgence in popularity during the COVID lockdowns.
And that quickly we've laid in a happy little sky.
All profits will help public TV stations with licensing fees for popular programs that include The Best of Joy of Painting, America's Test Kitchen, and This Old House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinez won the Nobel Prize for Physics for work advancing quantum technology that promises to advance the power of everyday digital communications. Clark almost missed his winning phone call Tuesday morning.
My phone rang at a few minutes after 2 o'clock, and I thought, well, that's hardly worth getting out of bed for, but anyway, I did.
He conducted the research at the University of California, Berkeley. The research conducted in the mid-80s explores how subatomic interactions have real-world applications. Martinez's wife let him sleep in, unaware he'd won.
To be able to do an experiment where you even have the possibility for the Nobel Prize is kind of unusual because, you know, we do a bunch of physics research over the years. And some of it's important, and some of it's just good science.
Experts say the research could enhance computing, communications, and even cryptography. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers want the hip-hop mogul sent to the low-security federal prison FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey to serve his 4-year, 2-month prison sentence, telling the judge the facility's drug treatment program will help him stay clean. Also Monday, President Trump told reporters that Combs had asked him for a pardon, but did not say if he would grant it.
I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
Combs was convicted in July under the Mann Act, which bans transporting people across state lines for any sexual crime. He was acquitted on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Combs has been locked up since his September 2024 arrest. His time there will be subtracted from his sentence. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say a man's DNA was found on a gasoline can that was placed under a television news vehicle in a failed arson attempt in Salt Lake City. Prosecutors say that 45-year-old Christopher Solomon Proctor lit a fuse attached to that plastic gas container after he put it under a news vehicle owned by the local Fox affiliate KSTU-TV on September 12th. The fuse went out before the gas ignited. A federal judge ordered Proctor to remain in jail until his trial, citing evidence that Proctor had planned to repeat the attempt and that he had returned to the scene of the crime. Proctor has pleaded not guilty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A medical helicopter returning from a hospital drop-off crashed upside down on Highway 50 in Sacramento, California, Monday night. Fire Captain Justin Sylvia says about 15 motorists helped lift part of the aircraft up to rescue a woman who was trapped. Sylvia said the three people aboard, a pilot, a nurse, and a paramedic, survived and were hospitalized with critical injuries. But miraculously, no one on the highway was injured.
EC-135 down. It's in the middle of the freeway. We're getting medical to them immediately.
In audio from liveatc.net, responders conferred with the local air traffic tower.
They just radioed everybody's still alive in the thing.
The aircraft was a Reach Air medical helicopter, according to the company. Authorities say the cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
The Agriculture Department issued a public health alert for meals that may contain listeria-tainted spinach. The warning is don't eat certain HelloFresh subscription meal kits with spinach. They're shipped directly to consumers. The meals were produced by Fresh Realm, a company linked to an expanding listeria outbreak tied to heat-and-eat pasta meals. Fresh Realm officials say genetic testing found the outbreak strain of listeria in samples of pasta made and supplied by Nate's Fine Foods. Because of that connection, several additional companies, including Kroger, Giant Eagle, and Albertsons, recalled pasta salads and other dishes made with products from the company. Symptoms of listeria infection include fever, muscle aches, headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell on Wall Street, breaking a 7-day winning streak. The S&P 500 pulled back 0.4% Tuesday. The index set its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 91 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite lost 0.7%. Gold rose above $4,000 an ounce for the first time. Gold has risen more than 50% so far this year as investors become anxious because of political uncertainty and worries about inflation. The parent company of the New York Stock Exchange rose 1.8%. Intercontinental Exchange said it would invest up to $2 billion in Polymarket. That's a company that operates prediction markets. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Yankees overcame a 5-run deficit to stave off elimination in their AL Division Series with a 9-6 Game 3 win over the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge hit a tying 3-run homer in the fourth inning.
What we were bringing was, you know, we knew we were going to go out there and just leave it all on the field.
Cal Raleigh had a 2-run blast for his first postseason homer as the Mariners doubled up the Tigers 8-4 to take a 2-1 ALDS lead. The two-time defending Stanley Cup champion and Panthers opened the NHL season with a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks. NFL, the Bengals acquired QB Joe Flacco from the Browns.
We have a lot of respect for their defensive front, the Jets.
The NFL has fined Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones $250,000 for an obscene gesture toward fans at MetLife Stadium. The incident came late in Dallas's 37-22 victory over the Jets on Sunday. Jones says he intended a thumbs up for celebrating Cowboys fans. He was caught on video smiling widely as he pointed toward fans before briefly flashing the gesture. Elsewhere, Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon has been fined $100,000 by the team after a heated sideline altercation with Imari DiMercato after his costly fumble during the team's 22-21 loss to the Titans.
I apologize to Imari, apologize to the team, and I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
LeBron James has announced a new collaboration with Hennessy in a playful nod to his famous 2010 decision to join the Miami Heat. The Lakers star teased an announcement for Tuesday. However, Hennessy revealed the news early, unveiling a limited edition orange bottle featuring James' signature gesture. Social media buzzed with guesses, including retirement speculation. James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, turns 41 in December.
Don't know when the end is, but I know it's a lot sooner than later.
In a video, James humorously echoed his original announcement by saying he's, quote, taking his talents to Hennessy VSOP. A truck driver has filed a lawsuit against former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez and Fox Corporation following a bloody fight police say was started by Sanchez. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of starting a fight outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The altercation left the 69-year-old truck driver Perry Toll with severe injuries. Toll also stabbed Sanchez during the fight. Sanchez faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanors. Toll's lawsuit seeks damages and attorney's fees. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a football game. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Police say the operation is the largest ever staged to tackle phone theft.
Stop! Turn around.
Police body cam footage shows the arrests of two men aged in their 30s in northeast London on suspicion of handling stolen goods. A popular method the criminals use is e-bike snatching. The Metropolitan Police handout shows a bike rider snatching a phone from a woman at a London bus stop and later an arrest. An unidentified policeman describes what happens when the stolen phones are recovered.
Once each phone's recovered, it's individually resealed. Rebagged.
The operation was launched in 2024 after a box containing about 1,000 iPhones destined for Hong Kong was discovered at a warehouse near Heathrow Airport. Police say an international gang is believed to be responsible for exporting up to 40% of all the phones stolen in London. A total of 46 people have been arrested so far. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.